Hello, today is September the 19th and it is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. So I thought that I would honour that by sharing with you an inquiry that I've used many times. I sent it out years ago, but this is a sort of updated version of it, and the best way to explain it is for me to talk like a pirate. If you can imagine that your children are in year 2, 3 or 4, and this is roughly how the script would go, I would have an improvised pirate hat on my head as well to up the production values. So here we go. I'm Captain Jason, and you are my scurvy crew of pirates. Give me an R! R, 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 etc., etc. I have here a treasure map that I stole from One Leg Meg in a game of cards. I got her so drunk she didn't know the front of the cards from the back, but that's tough luck. All's fair in love and pirating. So, on this map, me hearties, there is an island, and on the island there is an X, and under the X there is some buried treasure, which is what we're gonna go and find, me hearties. So, you four over there, I want you to get your hands on that rope and pull up the mainsail, hoist the mainsail, and you five there, climb the rigging and have a look up from the crow's nest. You four there, cabin boys and girls, if you can just be swabbing the decks, because that's all you know how to do, really. You've only just joined the ship, so you're not very experienced pirates. And then over here, the first, second, third and fourth mate, you're my officers, the important people. If you can join me in just drinking some rum and enjoying watching them do the work. Yeah, that's what we're here for. Oh, enjoy that rum. That's it. Keep swabbing those decks. Keep climbing that rigging. Keep hoisting that mainsail over there. Right. Okay. So, we're underway now. You can stop doing your jobs and concentrate on staying on your sea legs because the boat is rocking from side to side. Some of you might be feeling a little bit green around the gills. You might be throwing up over the gunnels, whatever a gunnel is. Oh, dear. Right. Okay. Of course, over here in the officer's mess, we're perfectly fine. No seasickness here because we're very experienced pirates and we're used to the choppy water. Okay, we're going to fast forward to where we're nearly at the island. So everybody squeeze into the jolly boat in the middle, and those of you on the edges, row for your lives. Put your backs into it, me hearties. Come on, let's be having you. That's it. Get rowing. Okay, we've made it to the beach. So I've got the map here. There's a big X in the middle and it says the treasure is somewhere here. So get out your shovels and start digging. That's it. Dig for your lives. Put your backs into it. Come on now. Come on. Right. Okay. Aha. I've found the treasure, which could be any conveniently shaped receptacle, such as a chest or a stacker box with a lid. Arr, there's lots of gold doubloons in here, me hearties. We're going to be rich. Arr, they all go. Or at least I'm going to be rich and you're going to be slightly less uncomfortably off. Let me explain. As the owner of the galleon that brought us here, and the one that stole the treasure map, and as the glorious leader that pirated you and piloted you across the seven seas to get here, in other words, as the owner of both the intellectual and physical capital of this enterprise, it is only fair that I should have half the treasure, and then the other half I leave for you to decide how you should share it out in a pirate council, all right? You can form a pirate council and work out who should have what. Now, something you might like to bear in mind, or you might not, is that over here we've got the cabin boys and girls who've only just joined the ship. They don't really know their aft from their stern. You know, they're very, very new. Nobody's shown them the ropes yet, so they're not much use. You know, they're a bit like work experience people, something like that, you know. YTS scheme in the old money. So you might decide they should get a bit less. And meanwhile, we've got the able sea people who are quite useful pirates. And then at the other end, we've got the first, second, third, fourth and fifth mates, my team of officers, who are very, very experienced pirates. You might decide that they should get more because they're really, really important people, you know, and the ship couldn't run without them, you know, whereas we could probably throw the cabin boys and girls over the side and no one would notice except the sharks. So I'll leave you to decide what to do. Meanwhile, I'll go and count all my lovely money and maybe look at a brochure of new galleons so I can get myself an upgrade, all right? I'll leave you to it. While you're forming your pirate council, if you can do it politely, yes, we don't like to give pirates a bad name, so if you can have your thumb up to say you've got something you'd like to say, and then when you finish speaking, all right, just put your thumb across to somebody else and give them the signal that it's their turn to speak, all right? I don't want to have anything to do with it because I want to be busy counting my money, all right? So, I then retreat. First time I did that, they kept going for about 30 goes. Some of them thought that the more experienced pirates should get more. Some of them thought the newer pirates, the cabin boys and girls, should get more to bring them up to the same standard of living as the other pirates. And some thought that they should all get the same amount. So that was sort of kind of what I thought might happen. I brought on One Leg Meg, who was complaining that she should get the treasure because it was actually her map that I stole, and so on and so forth. So it sort of went almost like how I thought it might, according to my script, such as it was, as to how I thought the inquiry might go. Second time I did it, it was in an assembly, and in the middle of year four, a chant started of all get the same, all get the same, all get the same. And there was a mutiny. There was a mutiny. And this has happened repeatedly, actually, since then. You know, about half the time the inquiry goes the way I originally thought it would be, half the time they mutiny. And on this first occasion when they mutinied, it then became, well, how will you choose a new leader then? How will you choose a new leader? That was the question that I moved on to. And that's really, really important in Philosophy for Children, being willing to leave the question you've started with to one side, especially if it's a teacher-provided question, and then see what emerges from the group. I actually prefer doing things that way rather than formally generating questions as a separate stage of the inquiry, because that's a bit of a palaver. Kids aren't very good at it to begin with. And to be honest, if you start off doing that in your first session with year one, two or three, you're onto a hiding for nothing and you're going to make your life very, very difficult. It's much better to start with a question that you give them as facilitator and see what emerges out of their thinking. Then you get much richer and more interesting questions, because by then they've already started wrestling with some of the concepts involved, and their questioning is just at a higher level. You're still honouring what they bring to the discussion, but you're just doing it organically rather than doing it as a separate, sometimes rather artificial, formalised part of the process. So, they decided, well, should they sail the seven seas? Should they have a pirating competition? Should it be the smartest, as in the cleverest pirate? Or one of them suggested they should have a rotating captaincy, and everyone should be captain for a day, and then they would go back to the beginning again. And then once you've got those proposals, you can then start to do some critical thinking about what should happen and why, and which of those is the most plausible, what a good leader is, etc., etc. So philosophy and role, delightful thing to do. Pirating, something that everybody loves a pirate. And as it's International Pirate Day, I've probably hammed that up a bit more than I usually do. Certainly with the kids, I don't put on all the little smarty asides, you know, like, I can't remember what I said now. But lovely fun, allows you to be there with the kids, enjoying an experience with them. And when they get onto the discussion, they move seamlessly between the world of the pirate, the world of the school, examples they can draw from fiction or the adult world and so on. And so you just enrich the inquiry, really gets everybody engaged. You could probably get some good writing out of it afterwards as well. Enjoy your pirating. Arr!